Listen while you list. VMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
You are listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And that's great. But now we want to listen to you. Give us a call. It won't kill you. 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by 6-Bit Software, our all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. And our number here is 888-RADIO-30. Again, that's 888-723-4630. Before we go any further, I want to reiterate something about global shipping from our last caller from Jay in Lowell, Massachusetts, which is that, again, if you have an item that you've shipped to the global shipping program and it shows that it was delivered to the Kentucky warehouse and then subsequently shipped on, at that point, you are off the hook for the item being damaged.
Yay!
So if a buyer contacts you and says the item arrived damaged, you respond, if you have to put a link in and say, I'm sorry to hear that. Your next step is to open a case. And eBay will refund you. Do not refund them. Do not call eBay. Do not. Let me repeat this. Do not call eBay. My worry is that if you do, you may get advice that is not correct in this particular case. And for that, I apologize if that happens on behalf of my beloved company here. But you need, that's why I'm telling you, that is the path right now. Item is damaged in transit, the buyer, or the item never arrives, the buyer contacts eBay and opens a case. You do nothing. Let me repeat, nothing. You can express your condolences and you can reassure the buyer that eBay will make it right for the buyer. But if the buyer starts demanding that you refund, just repeat, eBay will give you will refund you completely, but you have to open a case for them to do so. Do not issue a partial refund or a full refund. You can't.
And don't go around calling PayPal either.
Don't call PayPal. Don't call eBay. Just give them that advice. You know what happened to me in the last month?
What happened?
I sold a lovely, C by Chloe tote bag that I've had for 10 years. It was a new one. Beautiful blue lambskin tote bag to a buyer in Australia through the global shipping program. And I shipped it. It arrived in Kentucky. And then I kind of forgot about it. And then I got an email last week saying, the dispute has been closed in your favor and eBay has refunded the buyer. The tote bag never arrived in Australia. The buyer had opened a case. I didn't even know about this. But they did the right thing. The buyer opened the case and eBay took care of it and there's no impact or negative impact at all on me or my performance standard or anything.
What about the money that the buyer paid you?
eBay, the money the buyer paid me,
yeah.
I get to keep it. eBay refunds the buyer. That's what I say.
Yay!
But you know, I don't know why this is a surprise to people or to you. This is what we've been talking about. The benefits of the global shipping program is it takes this onus off of you. If you get the item delivered intact to Kentucky, you're off the hook. You're off the hook for item damaged in transit or worse, item never received. Now the onus and responsibility is on the global shipping program. And should something go wrong, the global shipping program, not you, will refund the buyer. Exactly. Thank you for that applause. Please sit down. You're embarrassing me.
Thank you for that.
Sit down, my people.
No, really, Griff. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. So, you ready to go to the phones?
Am I?
Okay, Cindy Halstead, San Diego, California, known on eBay as Patty Sin. Hey, Cindy, what's your question or comment
Hello.
Today?
Hello. Hi.
Hi, Griff. Really good to hear your voice again after a long time.
And yours.
Real quick question on GFP. Am I able to turn Hello? That on and off on certain listings?
Yeah.
Okay,
every
so
listing,
I need to go in and change. So it's not showing up on my listing page probably because I disabled it at some point.
On your
so I'll
listing
just turn
page.
It on and then I can choose.
Yeah, there should be a box.
I mean,
I'm not
going to send like a little souvenir spoon. Global shipping, you know.
Why not?
It's like 3 ounces. So
why
anyway.
Not?
Why not?
Because
why not?
I had.
Think of a good one.
After what you just heard him say,
yeah.
Why wouldn't you do it?
I will consider it.
What's the worst?
Always,
Cindy. What's
because
the
I,
what's the worst thing that can happen?
I'm thinking that maybe the buyer would pay a little bit more. I don't know. I will try it. Okay, but my real question is, and I'm excited about, is yesterday on eBay for Business with Lauren, you did a thing on returns and replacements. I got in like 5 minutes late because my computer was glitching. But I'm hoping that they will make available a way to print the shipping label for a replacement item so that we can print it right on eBay and get a top-rated seller discount on the shipping. Because I had a buyer buy something. He messaged me and said, do you have this next smaller size? I said, yes. He said, okay, I'm going to return these. He returned them. I've sent the correct size that he wants, but all eBay is telling me is issue a refund. But I called them, and they said, okay, we see your messaging back and forth. As soon as he receives them, we will close that out, that he says that he got them. So I'm looking forward to this return and replacement. But in order for me to ship the other pair to him, I had to go through PayPal to make a label, which cost more than it would have cost me if I would have been able to make it right on eBay.
Right.
You know?
So I don't know the question. I don't know the answer. I'm asking Lauren as we speak. You may hear my little fingers typing it away. Lauren, this came up on the show right now. If a seller offers a replacement and the buyer accepts, will there be a way for the seller to print out a label for shipping? Okay, I type pretty fast. The replacement. That's my question.
On eBay side.
On
I mean,
eBay,
I could have gone to stamps. I could have gone to the postal service, but I didn't. It was for the padded flat rate, which was $6.10 on PayPal. It would have cost me $5.90 on eBay. So, you know, with the top rated seller further discount. So.
All right. I just emailed her. We'll see.
Okay,
she said she might
be
respond
very helpful,
back.
I think as part of the
Cindy,
she could respond back while we're on the air. Here.
She could actually respond while we're still talking.
Well,
I
did add it. I asked the question yesterday, but you already gone off the air on that.
Yeah, that's a hard format for questions because they come and go so fast. You know, it's really difficult to catch them all.
Okay, so that would be my suggestion. Great.
It's a great suggestion. It's a good
it
one.
Is. Makes sense.
I've got to leave now and go turn on my GSP.
Yeah, I think you should.
My GSP shipment.
On everything, even the $3 items.
You could be very OCDC about this. You could say, wait, you're driving away from home. You could say, oh, my heavens, did I remember to turn on the GSP? Did I leave the stove on?
Oh, here's another question for GSP. Can we send it to, it's an 8-pound item.
Yeah.
And FedEx SmartPost is the less expensive for me if I'm paying the shipping to Kentucky. Do they accept any sort of UPS, USPS, FedEx to Kentucky?
Yeah, you choose that when you list the item. When you list the item, you can choose what services you are going to use to ship domestically. And then if an international buyer buys it, they don't select that option, but you can. You can say, I'm going to send it UPS, USPS, FedEx.
And so I could, in effect, offer on a big, heavy item, I could offer free shipping, free domestic shipping, and that just takes it to Kentucky. But then Kentucky is going to bill, or eBay will bill the buyer.
There on in, all the other costs.
Everything.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about it.
So,
and I know there's actually sellers who... There's sellers who, waste a lot of time worrying about that, what the eBay's charging the buyer.
Yeah.
There's other things to do. You could make dinner. You could list some more items.
Yeah, I don't cook anymore.
No, okay. I
don't
either.
Dinner.
You could bill and coo.
What's for dinner? Reservations.
Right. What's for, I forgot to call Muncherly, which is our new one. You know, we're always trying these subscription food services. Now we're trying one called
really?
Muncherly. Yeah. Because,
are they good?
So far.
Is that Blue Apron or something?
Blue Apron is fabulous, but
so
you have to cook it.
These things are good, right, because you don't have to go shopping for stuff. They give you all the kit, right?
Yeah, and I don't have to.
Yeah.
But then you have to cook it.
That's what Blue Apron does. But Munchery, they drop off a bag with one or two meals, depending on how many you ordered, that you just warm up. And the food so far has been fabulous. It's about $10 a meal. It's not that bad.
Can you spell that?
Muncherly. So it's Muncherly. Muncherly. I don't know if they're.
I don't know if they have them down here, Cindy.
What?
Oh, it might just be San Jose area.
I'm not sure.
I haven't heard of them.
But there's lots of these services that they're popping up. I mean, they're like weeds. These little food services.
Yeah.
We also use DoorDash. Do you know about DoorDash?
No.
Oh,
no.
DoorDash is fabulous. More and more restaurants are participating. You go to the DoorDash site, look for restaurants in your area, you order the food, you pay for it, and you add the tip at how much you want. Someone comes to your door, knocks on it, hands you a bag, and walks away. And it's got your dinner in it.
Cool.
Well, it's fabulous.
From anywhere?
Well, from a participating restaurant. In San Jose, there's lots of them. Because for me, I don't know about you, and it is all about me, so I'll tell you. My schedule has changed drastically. I don't have time to cook anymore because now I have to be Nurse Ratchet when I get home and start the dialysis process. Like, and it takes me, the time I would need for cooking is the time it takes me to change into my whites.
Well, you know what? I don't put down any working person for eating out. We do it almost every day.
Well, I'm thinking the reason why I brought this up, and I'm glad you mentioned it, is because this may be a solution for some eBay sellers who have to list 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Right?
Thank you, Cindy.
Thanks, Cindy. This segment was brought to you by 6-Bit Software. 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Never go to the post office again. That's what Stamps.com has in mind for every eBay seller. So we've created a custom program just for you. It's a double freebie. A free program for eBay sellers and a bonus 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. The free program is custom designed with all the great features you've come to love with Stamps.com. Get your double freebie at Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
Imagine having a crystal ball to help you grow your online business. With just one look, you could see what your item is selling for, what products are hot, and what your competitors are doing. Well, forget the crystal ball. Terapeak can tell you all that and so much more. Terapeak gives you the in-depth, real-world data you need to research and price your items, find and source products, and project sales and revenue. You can even find out what keywords will make your item more likely to sell. And when it comes to identifying your next hot niche, Terapeak not only shows you new opportunities, it also lets you source those products through Terapeak's partnership with Alibaba. As for those competitors, Terapeak helps you figure out the secrets of their success. So save that crystal ball for other stuff, like finding out who's going to win the Super Bowl. And sign up for Therapy. Try it free for 7 days at Therapy.com.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. It's just the right time to give us a call at 888-RADIO-30, also known as 888-723-4630. You know, a few segments back, we were talking about something, and I said Lee and I, if things got really rough, could live out on the
It on the chat board.
The on ramp, right, for McLaughlin and 280, which is I pass there every
morning.
We could
do the show from there.
I have a funny story to tell about that. Last night, today was our rubbish pickup, and last night I always look for things that I think that the people can use, the homeless people, that there's a group of them that come around and they go through your recycle bin, mm-hmm. and they're very neat about it, looking for things like bottles and cans. And I try to keep those in one bag so that they can pick them up. And then, but I had these three beach tents. Do you know the ones that there's a lot of hoops inside and you open them real quick and they're like,
yeah, and they go, psh.
Yeah, they open up. Well, I had three of those and I'm never going to use, and they were packed up. So I put them out there. And this morning when I drove away, they were gone. Someone had come. And as I'm going on to McLaughlin, I look over at that encampment and all three of them are there being used.
Oh, how great.
So.
Oh, Griff.
Yeah, well,
what a great story.
Yeah. Some little shelter.
Whoa.
For people.
So our recyclables should be given to the homeless.
Not necessarily.
Why not?
Well, different cities have different ordinance about this. In San Jose, there's no law that I'm aware of that prevents people from going through your recycling and taking it out. And you'll see that people have big carts. And, you know, it's unfortunate that, you know, these are people who have nothing. The ones we demonize, they have nothing. They don't have a place to live. They don't own it much. And,
have thought they had hit the jackpot.
Well,
three tents.
Rain season's coming.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, God bless them.
I know.
Now you give me something else to aggravate myself about. Thank you so much. Okay. So we're going through the fall seller update. And what we're doing here is, because Griff was not with us for the fall seller update show, we're getting his take on the items listed in the fall seller update. So, we did category and classification, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So features and fees next.
Is there something on features and fees?
Yes.
Like
on October 1st, which is next week.
I don't see that in the details.
The feature fee for reserve price will increase to the greater of $3 or 4% of the reserve price.
But that's from the previous update we announced.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think that's from the spring update we announced we were going to do.
Well, how did I get that one mixed up with
them? I don't know. It's not in the 2016.
I have no idea.
Yeah, well. And you mentioned the user agreement. I never talked about that.
2016 features and fees is right there.
Oh, there it is. Okay. I don't see it.
Interesting.
I don't see it.
I'll tell you where I am.
Oh, features and fees. I see it.
Yeah.
Oh, well, okay. Wait, it's not in that other list.
You better click on it.
I got it. It's there.
Just in case.
Yeah, this is the reserve price thing.
Yes. Hmm.
I hate reserve prices. I would never use one.
Even if it was something gigantically wonderful?
No. Things bring what they're worth.
Well, eBay says since a reserve price can discourage bidding, enter the lowest amount you'll accept and only use this optional feature when absolutely necessary.
Absolutely.
And so what would it absolutely be necessary for? Well, for me, if I were selling a car and I was going to auction.
Yeah, that's different.
That is different.
Yeah.
Okay.
I still wouldn't use it.
Even for a car?
No.
Oh.
You're
a better man than I am.
It's my history of, you know, mm-hmm. my experience of years of being in that auction business with antiques before eBay.
Okay. So what is the next thing now? Let me see.
User agreement, but I don't talk about that.
You don't talk about the user agreement because
no.
It's boring.
It's legal.
It's all legal stuff. We can't talk about it.
Yeah. So it means you got questions about the user agreement. I can't answer them.
Okay.
I know I sometimes pretend I'm a lawyer on the show, but in reality, I did not pass the bar, so I am not a lawyer.
Do you ever watch Suits? If you're not watching Suits, you should watch it from the beginning.
Well,
Really?
I don't have time.
Go to Netflix. Watch it.
I can't. Well, so here's the thing about Netflix. During our little home dialysis treatment, as a deference to the patient, he gets the remote and he watches what Netflix he wants to watch. And
I
watch whatever he's watching. And some of them are very funny. So
you tell him that the two of you would love Suits.
Well, you have to tell him yourself.
I'll tell him.
He thinks I have no taste when it comes to trash TV.
Really?
And he's right. There is a very, very funny show on that we discovered. And I don't know if it's on I think it's on Netflix. It's called My Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
No, I never heard of it.
Truly very funny. I'm enjoying it a lot. And he watches a lot of those shows that I have no interest in, like The Blacklist or The Following.
I watch Survivor. I think he watches Survivor.
He watches Survivor. I could care less.
Yeah, I could have a Survivor party with him.
Yeah, I don't even watch Judge Judy anymore.
Well, I'll tell you what John and I have been binging on for the last month and a half.
While we're listening. Yes.
We subscribed to Acorn TV, which is all the British shows
and some Australian shows. Yeah, yeah.
They are so good. Almost all that we watch are the murder mysteries or the police shows.
No, do you ever watch Vera?
Of course.
Yeah, I like Vera. With Brenda Blethyn.
We love Brenda Blethyn. I will never forget, what was it, Lies and something?
Secret and Lies, the Mike Leigh film. What a great movie that was. And audience is saying, what the hell are they talking about?
Okay, you watch this. I think it's a BBC thing.
Yeah.
But we get him all off of, our little Roku. We subscribe
to those Acorn. And Midsummer Murders.
Oh, we watched every one of those.
Yeah, and Park Chester.
Everything.
With the priest.
They're so fantastic.
I like them. Well, they're formulaic. It's basically the same
story.
Okay. But what I love about them is the pace is so different than American TV shows, where everything is quick cut and fast and loud. And these British shows are very laid back, and you get to see the villages, and, it's raining.
Which I love.
And Brenda Blethyn always looks like she's on the verge of tears.
She does, doesn't she?
A little bit like this.
Hello, sweetheart.
And there was some body.
She's going to interview a guy who she knows is guilty, and she says, okay, sweetheart, let's sit. Oh, I love her. I love her.
And it's shot all around. It's not too far from York, so it's all the Midlands kind of gloominess, which is, I like watching.
So if you get bored with that, and you've gone on eBay and you've looked for the DVD series of it, after you've done that, eBay is recruiting sellers to join its Small Business Ambassador Network.
Yeah.
They started that in 2013, and they're looking to expand it a little bit. They call it SBAN, S-B-A-N for short.
Yeah, yeah.
And basically, what it is, it's a Main Street thing. If you go to ebaymainstreet.com, you'll find it. It's called SBAN or Small Business Ambassador Network. And according to eBay, becoming involved in this Small Business Ambassador Network will help ensure that technology, the internet, and our marketplace continue to successfully enable small business around the world. So just to go to ebay.com/SBAN and you'll find out all about it. They're looking for people. Okay, Griff, back to the fall seller update.
Yes.
So you don't do the user agreement. I think we've gone through everything pretty much.
That's it. There wasn't that much. And, yeah, I don't know. So the user agreement changes, they're pretty clear, but I can't talk about them because I'm not
allowed. Well, I can read what's on the announcement.
No, go ahead. You can read it. Yeah.
So here are the key updates to the eBay user agreement. There are only three of them, three key updates.
Yeah.
Using eBay, eBay is committed to providing clear expectations on how users may enjoy content on the site. We've clarified our language around the use of eBay and eBay users' intellectual property. So that will be in there.
Yeah.
Then the second one is content. We've made it clearer how eBay can use your listing and other content. We've also clarified the responsibility eBay has for the accuracy of listings, including catalog content.
There you go.
And then the third one is disclaimer of warranties, legal disputes, general. We've made some minor changes to these sections. Please see the updated user agreement for details. So that's pretty much it. That's the fall seller update.
That's it.
And so, Griff, nothing exciting, nothing controversial. And, of course, as we go through the next several months, we'll be helping people with that active content situation and the categories and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So be sure to stay tuned to eBay Radio every Tuesday and every Thursday. We'll, we promise to take really good care of you. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO 30, 888-723-4630. I noticed that they're answering the phones. We must have said something bad, or maybe not. I don't know.
It wouldn't be the first time.
Yeah, exactly. Let me see. We've talked about Devin Wenig in the news today.
Yeah, I saw the piece. Yeah, mm-hmm. That was pretty
very
good.
Interesting, really.
Well, you know, Devin's an interesting guy. He really gets what eBay's about and what it isn't about. And what it isn't about is trying to be like somebody else. And so he's been on a tear, I think, with that one, you know, drawing the differentiation between eBay as a unique marketplace and not as a,
non-unique one.
But yeah, or trying to be someone else marketplace.
Yeah. So. Well, that's good because he's gone back to a feeling that we all feel comfortable with. We know what eBay is.
Yeah.
You know. So that's a good
thing. It's eBay. It's singular.
So, oops.
You getting a call, babe?
That is not good. Let me turn this off. Sorry about that.
Is your car ready? Got to go pick it up.
No, it's just, usually I, of course, turn down.
Yeah, I'm the first to talk. But I think my phone is still on in my pocket. I should turn that off, too. Hey, you know what I haven't done? One of the things I was able to do in the first 2 weeks of August after I was on the beginning of my sabbatical, which was list a bunch of items, uh-huh. and which was great because I hadn't sold anything for July. And I tell you, the minute I listed items, I started selling, and it wasn't just new stuff. It was mostly stuff that had been hanging around.
I don't know why that happens. We've talked about that so much.
But I haven't listed anything.
eBay swears they don't do anything.
They don't. I haven't listed anything since the beginning of August, and my sales went, they just went to zero for the, I haven't sold anything in the last week, which is.
Well, God, you were gone.
And I don't have time now. Yeah. I gotta hire someone to do it.
We'll be right back.
888-723-4630. It's Ask Griff and Lee.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee. And be sure to tune in Tuesdays as well for eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Only on BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
You know how important it is to stay up to speed on what's happening in the world of eBay and e-commerce. For the past 10 years, TameBay has been bringing you that world. As the premier eBay blog and e-commerce news resource, they believe it's their job to help you build your business, and they're doing just that. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson are savvy reporters with deep eBay roots. Chris is a power seller, and Dan is part of the team that founded eBay UK. They know how to find the news that you need to know, and they're not afraid to print it. TameBay even goes the extra mile with the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers. If you're not reading TameBay, you're just not keeping up with your world. Tap into the latest eBay and e-commerce news along with all of TameBay's other seller resources at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Shipping can be complicated. Make it simple with ShipStation. ShipStation is customizable so you can automate your shipping process just the way you like it. Nearly every single shipping task and decision, from choosing a carrier and service to importing and processing orders, can be set up to work automagically. Brand labels with your logo. Even tailor notification emails to suit your business. So every aspect of your customer's order experience has your personal touch. ShipStation works right from the cloud and integrates directly with eBay. You can batch print multiple labels for USPS, UPS, FedEx, DHL, and other services, all at the same time. There's even a mobile app that lets you print shipping labels from anywhere. If you're eligible for discounts from UPS, FedEx, or somebody else, ShipStation will pull them in. Plus, you get an awesome discount on USPS rates just for using ShipStation. Try it free for 30 days at ShipStation.com.
Listen while you list.